Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Well, hello again. Hello again. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Hello, my friends from the beautiful confines of Fear Bunker North. Your old pal EZ is back with an update as to what has happened since I left you. And if you missed the first part of the show, I bugged out because I had a vet appointment for Benny the One-Eyed Wonder Dog that came through rather suddenly. Our beloved Benny was exhibiting some bad symptoms. I didn't like it. He was like struggling to go pee-pee. And I'm like, You know, I usually don't let the dogs twist in the wind. Like, oh, maybe it'll get better. I'm not one of those. I'm always my gut tells me it's time to get over to see the local vets here. I dogged them. I said, yeah, they have things, top of the line medical care, which includes scalpel and rubbing alcohol. By the way, this show, coming to you from the Fear Bunker North Studios, brought to you by Impact Power Sports. They are back. So glad to have them back on the show. So I was very, very concerned about that. So we did the first part of the show and then took off. Now, I'm not really stressed, as you can tell. You'll be able to see Benny right there. He's over my shoulder, resting comfortably. Look at my man. That's good. Adjust that camera. $500 later, we are in business. I expected that, you know, and the thing is, they said, Maureen writes, Eric, am I the only one here? I think so. Right now, I have you as the only viewer, Maureen. I'm not entirely positive, but it looks like Molly is here and the multi-talented Deb Viss. Actually, it's just three lovely ladies that are here right now. I think that everything when I start this show is slow. So by the time that I get done with it, I may have a dozen, but that's okay. Show must go on. Sink or swim, rain or shine. Anyway, so Benny is like, we go in and I'm like, I'm just worried. I'm always like a bundle of nerves when it comes to the pets. So they go, well, we got to get a urine sample. And just at about that same time, he just peed right there in the exam room. And he never does that. So, you know, anywhere he can get some relief because, like it is when you got a UTI, like it hurts to pee and just everything's fucked up in there. Oh, God, I hate that. Well, that's what he's going through. But anyway, he peed right on the floor. And she goes, oh, my God, well, let me use that. And she gets a syringe and soaks up the pee. She goes, I'm going to test that. It might be a little bit funky, but I'll bet you we can get an idea of what's going on here. I go, okay, great. That was a tech. Vet comes in. She goes, I want to get an x-ray, make sure he doesn't have any stones. because that can be super bad. I go, absolutely. So X-ray, cha-ching. And by the way, everything up here is cheaper than anywhere else because it's northern Michigan. Like I said, typically people pay their bills with feed and maybe like a couple rocks and a chicken. Frontier trading is how they do it here. So they saw me and like dollar signs lit up. They're, oh God, another fucking idiot from downstate. We're gonna screw him over big time. Totally kidding. They were great. I'm very, very happy. So sorry, O'Neill. I'm stretching. So then she comes back. She goes, yeah, I don't see any stones, Eric. I go, that's good. That's good. I'm going to give you an antibiotic. And I go, can you check his ears while you're there? So she checked it, and she goes, oh, I think this one's infected, Eric. I go, okay, great. Well, not great, but she gives me some medicine. I'm like, all right, we're in business. And then I go to check out. Benny tried to leave without paying. He so wanted out of there. And $500 out the door. Best money you can spend, you know, when you are taking the pet to the vet and you think there's something wrong, it may cross your mind like, God, I sure hope this doesn't cost that much. Oh, yeah. But then when it comes down to it, you're like, I don't care what it is. I don't care if I have to take a loan out. I'm doing this. And so it was all good. It worked out. I was pretty happy with that. So he's resting comfortably, and away we go. By the way, I came back in, and I thought of a new smell on the inside of this structure. Because though I'm constantly finding the dead mice, and then I get the mice out of the structure, the smell remains. Isn't there a Metallica song, The Memory Remains? This is The Smell Remains. And holy shit. Now it's rotting flesh and AIDS. Like if you could bottle it up, rotting flesh and AIDS, you could sell that. Like to play a prank on somebody. Inside of trailer smell. It's ridiculous. But here I go. So let's get into a little bit more of what we were talking about. Well, actually, when I left you, we were talking quite a bit about the business of Biden stepping down.
Mr. Jordan.
But that is not the only news that is going on today. And I'm doing something a little bit differently here. So I'm hoping to God you're able to hear this. If you can't, would you let me know? Megan is just joining me. She says, hi, wait, where are we? Someone catch me up quick. I got this. We're up north, my dear. Fear Bunker North. And Benny the One-Eyed Wonder Dog has a urinary tract infection. I was just telling everybody about that. And so that's where we are. Thinking about you, by the way. Thinking about you a lot. We got to protect our puppies. While the morning was unfolding, Kimberly Cheadle, who is in charge of the Secret Service, you know, the organization that nearly got the president, former president, very likely future president, killed. She's being called out. She's on the floor of the Senate subcommittee. And she's being grilled by various members of Congress. Now, these are always interesting to me because it always seems like every time these happen, it's just members of Congress yelling at someone. No exception here. But I can't, for the life of me, think about anyone who more deserves it than Kimberly Cheadle. Okay? Say what you will about Trump, but at the end of the day, nobody deserves to be shot in the fucking head over whatever the fuck that was. If you remember, the one building that was exposed to Trump had no one on it. It was a catastrophe. And there was talk weeks beforehand about... There was talks week beforehand about another threat on Trump from another country. I think it might have been Iran or something like that. So unrelated to the guy who actually fired the shot, but still, knowing that they were on, that there was a threat to Trump, you would have think that they would have afforded him the best that they possibly could. And then there was a story about how Trump's team had requested additional Secret Service. And it was denied, it came out. So this all is a mess. In this clip, this is Representative Jim Jordan. He's speaking to this Kimberly Cheadle. There's two clips I'm going to play, and you got to stick with me. It's actually riveting, and they're both about 5 minutes long. Now I clicked it. You saw me click it, and now I'm getting spinning wheel of death. Very common.
From Ohio.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Director, were you guessing or lying? The day after President Trump is shot, Secret Service spokesman Anthony Guglielmi said, quote, the assertion that a member...
If you don't hear this, let me know. I think you will, but I'm not 100% sure.
That's Chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, Mr. Jordan from Ohio.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Director, were you guessing or lying? The day after President Trump is shot, Secret Service spokesman Anthony Guglielmi said, quote, the assertion that a member of the former president's security team requested additional security resources that the U.S. Secret Service or the Department of Homeland Security rebuffed is absolutely false. The next day, Secretary Mayorkas said, that is an unequivocally false assertion. We had not received any request for additional security measures that were rebuffed. But 5 days later, the Washington Post said this. Top officials repeatedly rejected requests from Donald Trump's security detail for more personnel.
So this guy he's quoting said, oh, yeah, we never rebuffed. We never rebuffed. But he's also caught admitting, yes, we did deny service to Trump.
The next day, the New York Times said this. Mr. Guglielmi acknowledged that the Secret Service had turned down some request for additional federal security assets for Mr. Trump's detail. So which is it? Because both statements can't be true. Were you guessing or lying when you said you didn't turn down requests from President Trump's detail?
Were you guessing or lying? Because there's conflicting stories right there.
Neither, sir, and I appreciate the question.
No, you don't. You hate the goddamn question. You can't tersely respond with neither, sir, and I appreciate the question.
Lying when you said you didn't turn down requests from President Trump's detail.
Neither, sir, and I appreciate the question.
Well, what were you doing? Because those statements don't jive.
So what I can tell you is that for the event in Butler, there were no requests that were denied. As far as requests...
Well, maybe they got tired of asking. Maybe you turned them down so darn much, they said, not worth asking.
Okay, so now when you're getting your ass kicked like she is, and this is just the start of it, you have to leave room and knowing that you're going to be interrupted with everything that you say, because that's what Jim Jordan does to Kimberly Cheadle.
How many times did you turn him down ahead of that?
I think that it is important to distinguish between what some people may view as a denial of an asset or a request.
Well, Mr. Guglielmi, your spokesperson? He said he acknowledged the Secret Service had turned down some requests. I'm asking how many?
A denial of a request does not equal a vulnerability.
Well, tell me what it is.
There are a number of ways that threats and risks can be mitigated with...
Okay, now the only... answer she should have said was, I don't know how many. I'm sure there were a lot. That's what she should say. Instead, she's given us word salad.
Number of different assets, whether that be through personnel, whether that be through technology or other resources.
Well, tell the committee which it was. They asked for additional help in some form or another. You told them no. How many times did you tell them no, and what did you tell them no to?
Again, I cannot speak to specific incidents, but I can tell you in general terms, the Secret Service is judicious with their resources based on...
What does some request mean? How many times? Some indicate request is plural. So more than once, they asked for additional help and you turned them down. What they asked for and how many times did you turn them down? Pretty basic questions.
So again, without having all of the details in front of me, sir, what I can tell you is that there are times...
You didn't get briefed on how many times you turned down the Trump detail when they asked for additional help?
I'm sorry.
You didn't get briefed on that before you came to this hearing, knowing you were going to get asked that question?
That's so embarrassing. He's suggesting you come here, you know we're going to ask you this, and no one even, you just showed up off the street and you don't even know what the fuck's going on?
I can tell you is that in generic terms, when details make a request.
And let's be honest here. Outside of Biden, Trump is the most important person that the Secret Service should be protecting. You know, I could see if George W. Bush said he was going to go to the petting zoo and he wanted a couple agents to protect him from the fucking goats. I can see definitely turning that one down. But this is Trump.
There are times that there are alternate ways to cover off on that threat or that risk.
But that's not what he said. He said they were denied certain requests, some requests. This is your spokesperson, not me talking. This is the Secret Service talking. And what a change from absolutely false, unequivocally false to, oh, by the way, there were some times where we didn't give them what they wanted. That's a huge change in 5 days. And the fact that you can't answer how many times you did that, that's pretty darn frustrating, not just for me, but for the country.
I hear your frustration.
Let me ask you this. Were any of those requests denied to President Trump's detail after you knew about the Iranian threat?
What I can tell you, again, I don't know the specifics, is that there are times when we can fill a request. It doesn't necessarily have to be with a Secret Service asset or resource. We can fill that request with locally available assets.
You spoke
and
to anyone at the White House since July 13th.
Okay, he's jumping to the next topic now.
Yes, I have.
Who'd you talk to?
I have briefed the president and the vice president.
Talk to the first lady?
No, I have not.
Talk to the White House staff? Anyone in White House communications?
No, I have not.
Have you talked to the counter sniper who took the shot that took out the bad guy?
Yes, I have.
And can you tell us about that conversation?
I would not want to reveal conversations that I've had with my employees.
But that's exactly the kind of information the American people want to know. American people who pay your salary.
I understand. This is an ongoing investigation.
Who's doing the investigating at Secret Service? I know the Inspector General, but is there also an internal investigation in addition to the Inspector General?
We are conducting a mission assurance investigation internally, yes.
I know this is a lot and a lot of back and forth that might seem a little mundane, but I'm going somewhere with this. They want her to resign, like today.
You know what it looks like, Director? It looks like you won't answer some pretty basic questions. It looks like you got a 9% raise and you cut corners when it came to protecting one of the most important individuals, most well-known individuals on the planet. A former president, likely the guy who's going to be the next president. It looks like you guys were cutting corners. That's what it looks like to me. Is that true?
I am here today because I want to answer questions, but I also want to be cautious.
You might want to, but you haven't answered. I don't think you've answered one question from the chairman, the ranking member, or me. We got a lot of other people asking. We'll see if your record improves. But right now, you haven't answered, I don't think, any questions. I yield back.
All right. So that's it. Jim Jordan beats her up pretty good. But oh, no, there's more. This is Representative Nancy Mace, who's kind of a babe. This clip says Representative Nancy Mace just ended the career of disgraced Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle on live TV. Wow. Let's check this clip out.
Most of my questions are going to demand a yes or no answer. Do you understand?
I do. Okay, my first question. Both sides of the aisle today have asked for your resignation. Would you like to use my 5 minutes to draft a resignation letter, yes or no?
Oh, no.
No, thank you. Was this a colossal failure?
It was a failure.
Yes or no? Was it a colossal failure is the question.
I love it when they give you the yes or no. That's what I used to do to Jim, Jack, and Maddie. Answer this question. Yes or no? Did you do your homework? Did you use a rubber?
Yes or no?
I have admitted this is a terrible...
This is a yes or no series of questions. Was this a colossal failure? Yes or no?
Yes.
Was this tragedy preventable? Yes or no?
Yes.
Has the Secret Service been transparent with this committee?
Yes.
Would you say the fact that we had to issue a subpoena to get you to show up today as being transparent, yes or no?
I have always been
yes
to
or no. You didn't want to answer the question.
Committee.
We had to issue a subpoena to get you to show up today. That is not transparent, by the way. You stated earlier Secret Service is not political. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Would you say leaking your opening statement to Punchbowl News, Politico's Playbook, and Washington Post several hours before you sent it to this committee as being political? Yes or no?
I have no idea how my statement got out.
Well, that's bullshit. So, Mr. Chairman.
Just said that's bullshit.
I would like to ask unanimous consent to enter into the record article hours before you sent it to the leaking your opening transparent, by the way. You stated earlier Secret Service is not political. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Would you say leaking your opening statement to Punchbowl News, Politico's Playbook, and Washington Post several hours before you sent it to this committee as being political? Yes or no?
I have no idea how my statement got out.
Well, that's bullshit. So, Mr. Chairman, I would like to ask unanimous consent to enter into the record articles by Punchbowl News, Political Playbook, Washington Post, all done at 5:24 a.m., 6:12 a.m., 6:34 a.m., a solid 3 to 4 hours before this committee got your statement.
Without objection, so ordered.
Okay. Is the Secret Service fully cooperating with...
This chick is getting more attractive by the second.
...our committee?
Yes.
Okay. You say you're fully cooperating with this committee. On July 15th, this committee sent you a list of demands of information that we wanted. Has the Secret Service provided this committee a complete list of all law enforcement personnel that were there that day? Have you done that? Have you provided a list to the Oversight Committee? Yes or no?
I'll have to get back to you on that.
That is a no. Have you provided all audio and video recordings in your possession to this committee, as we asked on July 15th? Yes or no?
I would have to get back to you.
That is a no. You're full of shit today. You're just being completely dishonest.
Mr. Chairman, I want to...
Come on,
we have to maintain decorum in this committee, no matter how upset we get.
Have you provided any and all memos to this committee that we've asked you on July 15th?
Oh, God. She just said... To the director of the Secret Service, you are full of shit. Oh, this is special. I got to see it all the way to the end. I'm sorry.
Have you provided all memorandums within the Secret Service?
I would have to get back to you on
that. That is a no. You are being dishonest or lying. You're being dishonest here with this committee.
I think that's the same thing.
These are important questions that the American people want answers to, and you're just dodging and talking around it in generalities. And we had to subpoena you to be here, and you won't even answer the questions. We have asked you repeatedly to answer our questions. This isn't hard. These are not hard questions. Have you provided us all communications from the Secret Service related to that day and that rally? Have you provided this committee? We've asked for this information on July 15th. Have you provided any of this information that this committee has asked of the Secret Service? Any of it?
I'll have to get back to you.
Have you even read this letter that we sent you? Did you even read this?
Yes.
Okay. And you have said you don't know, you have no idea. The answer is no. We haven't gotten a single document or piece of information or data from you or your agency in related to the rally that we have asked you for. So is this, was this...
I have a feeling that even though Okay, there's no doubt she's a Republican, and Jim Jordan's a Republican. So, you know, I'd probably hate these two people regarding anything else, but I cannot. I'm glad that they're treating her the way that she's being treated after what happened.
Attempted assassination of Donald Trump, a failure of training or execution or both?
I think that those are answers that we need to examine.
Training, execution or both? Which one?
I think those are answers.
All right. How many Secret Service personnel have lost their jobs due to this colossal failure?
At this time, none.
How many Secret Service personnel have been required to take a refresher course on how not to let people shoot Donald Trump?
Our personnel are currently operational. We are examining the facts of this investigation, and we will make the changes necessary.
What time did law enforcement become aware that there was an individual on the roof with a clear line of sight to President Trump?
I am still verifying timelines.
Of course.
No, they were aware an hour before. Hey, it's Eric Zane here to tell you about my new favorite marketing partner, Mint Mobile. For the longest time, we've been paying way too much for our cell phone service, our plans, whatever it is. Mobile device, whatever you want to call it. Every so often, they like put the screws to you just a little bit at a time. You don't even notice. Next thing you know, you check out the bill. You're like, wait a minute. This is not what I decided to pay for. What has happened? Okay, forget all of that. You can skip it all right now. Everything is about to change for you. Mint Mobile is the key. With Mint Mobile, you'll never, never have to worry about gotchas ever again. That's what I'm talking about, where they slowly raise your prices that you pay. When Mint Mobile says $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan, they mean it. Say goodbye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month. All the plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. You're like, EZ, tell me more. This is all you do. I did this. All my family has done this. And you should too. To get the new customer offer and your new 3-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Zane. That's good anywhere. mintmobile.com/Zane. Cut your wireless bill from whatever ridiculous amount that you're paying each month to $15 a month. mintmobile.com/Zane. Pay attention to this legalese. $45 upfront payment. That is equivalent to the $15 a month for 3 months. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower, 40 gigs on unlimited plan. Don't even worry about that. I use that and it's no big deal. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of 5-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an Orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
9 days in, you have no answers. How many minutes went by between the time law enforcement saw and took photos of Crooks and the shooting? How many minutes?
I am still verifying the timeline.
57 minutes.
57 minutes ahead of time. They knew he was there. They had their eyes on him, and they did nothing. Okay. You know, at best, this is just idiocy. At worst, this is a conspiracy to try to kill Trump. That's what this looks like. I don't know how you could say anything but that. My God. Crazy times, to be sure. This hearing is going on right now as we speak. All right, let's move on. Another clip I wanted to show you is of, you're going to think that this is something that we've seen before. Cops showing up, people around, black guy there. Cops pull the guns on the black guy. But stick with the video here. Just watch it. Motorcycle gear. The significant other of guy on motorcycle is there. She's telling the cops, no, please don't shoot him. And the cop said, he's got a gun. Take the gun out.
I'm fine.
Get his gun.
Okay,
get his gun.
I will.
All right, Cal.
Back up.
Like telling the cops to back off. The guy's like on his knees, bent over with his hands up. But then he reaches down because the cop said, produce the gun. All these people are just standing around looking. The significant other is freaking out. It's a Black Lives Matter. Get shoot by the cops. Fake out. Marriage proposal. These white cops. Okay, the guy who set it up, he's probably like, make sure you send white cops.
I guess you're not as white as this yet.
And then everybody laughed. I don't know what are the other background, how all those people that he knew were there, but whatever. It doesn't matter. It was still, she totally bought it. Oh, my God, I love that story. That is fantastic. Very, very cool. It's about time we had a story where the cops come up and it's, you know, it turns out it's a good story as opposed to, like, somebody getting shot. All right, I can get behind that. Maureen says, I did not see that coming. Linda says, that's the dumbest thing I've ever seen. What? How could you possibly say that? I thought it was great. I thought it was good because it said, okay, watch this. And I thought it was going to be typical, like they start beating the shit out of the black guy and then in whatever city in America, and then a couple people, cops going to get fired or there's going to be a riot. All the store windows are going to be busted out. It's going to be the end of the world. George Floyd all over again. But no, he pulled out a wedding ring. How could you possibly say that, you cynical whore? The fuck is wrong with you? You know, I say that with love. I want to share with you a message I got. Your old pal EZ via Messenger. Might take me a second to get it. Aha. I've talked to you about how, the goal many times when doing shows like Who Are These Free Beers? The goal is to one at a time expose people to enough of their bullshit so that we can slowly, slowly break them away from the trance and the spell of this garbage show. And, you know, there have been a few over the last year and a half that have done that. But now I've gotten two in the last 2 weeks. Jesse writes this. Easy. Just wanted to let you know you've pulled one more from the ridiculous, mundane puke of a show called Free Beer and Hot Wings. I was a listener for 7 years. And when I read that, I went, okay, he's never heard me on the radio. Because I've been gone for 8. Roughly. Anyway, he says, I found your podcast a week and a half ago. I started listening every day. I now realize how bad Greg and his puppets are. They are fucking horrible. Now, his next lines are what he thinks of the people. These are his words, not mine. First one, I hate Kelly most. She sounds like diarrhea after getting food poisoning, and she isn't funny or interesting at all. Now, I disagree with that. Despite what her little segment 18 love knots think about her. Second is the burn master, Greg. Half the shit that comes out of his mouth is a far-fetched story, and it's so easy to see. He also thinks he's Mr. Cool now that he's bagged an obviously dumb woman half his age. I'm Mr. Hip. I'll grow my hair out and make it look as humanly disgusting as I can. Third, Maitland. Poor girl. She struggles so bad. She can't even read 5 trivia questions without tripping over her words or repeating questions the contestant has already answered. Fourth, Steve. What does he bring to the table? Enough said. Fifth, Hot Wings. I do like the guy because he seems down to earth and honest, but damn. He's single and still acts like he has a leash around his neck. Maybe Freebeer is the handler. I don't know. Anyways, I thought I'd mention that I am one of those stupid idiot Trump lovers, but I really enjoy how you see both sides. I am the same way. I make fun of both, but at the end of the day, I have someone I will vote for, as do you. Take care, my man. And know you have forever. You have pulled another one from FBHW. Have a great weekend. Signed, Jesse in Northern Wisconsin. Go, Pack, go. I responded. I told him thanks a lot. I said, I appreciate you reaching out. Thanks for not taking it too seriously when it comes to the shit that flies out of my mouth, LOL. The world needs more people like you, spot on with your assessments, except for the Kelly part, of their show. Make yourself at home. I said, so if you've been listening for 7 years, you probably never really heard me on that show, correct? Now, this is the best part. Because I gained him as a listener because of something they did and do now. Pay attention. Yeah, that's right, Easy. I used to be a fancy idiot, but I canceled it when Joe got fired. But I listened to their throwback shit on the weekends, and I heard you on it. And I said, who's this guy? And I finally researched it and found you. I honestly was just getting so tired of listening to the same shit every day and wanted to find something different and thought I'd look you up. That's fucking sweet. Linda, in responding to me calling her a cynical whore, which, by the way, Maureen loved, Linda says, yeah, people always call someone a whore with love. LOL. Come on. Thank you to Dude for sending that along. It was a nice email. I appreciate that. Okay. Before I continue, I do want to mention my friends over at A&E Heating and Cooling. Speaking of Linda, I know she loves Joe Martinez over there. Reach out to Joe at 616-516-8579 if you ever need any assistance with your AC or your furnace, perhaps a tune-up for the AC or furnace. That'll set you back $79. But just know there's going to come a time that's very inconvenient for you when one of those systems is going to go south. That's a bad, bad feeling. It's going to happen. All right. Even though I get mine checked every year by Joe, there are times that I've had problems. Like, Joe, you got to help me out. Come check it out. I'm on my way, easy. That's how it works. This is just anytime you have this issue, just remember my guy is Joe Martinez, A&E Heating and Cooling, which in my conversation with him last week, I think I'm trying to get through to him. I'm starting to get through to him about the Lions. I think that if they have a Super Bowl winning season, which a lot of people are saying they will, I might be able to get Joe to admit that he was wrong. That is what I am hoping for. Call Joe at 616-516-8579. All right. Some of you may remember the moment a few baseball seasons ago where an announcer by the name of Tom Brenneman did not know he was on the air for the Reds-Royals game. He's the Reds announcer. He was. And you just heard him say something that was ridiculous. And you're like, what? He was having a conversation with somebody in his headphones, and God knows what they said, referencing some location that the team would be playing. And Brenneman said something that, it cost him dearly. So if you were watching TV, all you did on the pregame show was you saw the shot of the baseball field, and then you heard this.
Capitals of the world.
Now, I don't know where they were talking about. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter if it was Detroit or San Francisco. Tom Brenneman thinks that that city is one of the F rhymes with bag capitals of the world.
The fag capitals of the world.
Now, I think that if he said that is a community with the one of the higher concentrations of gay and lesbian people. And he said it in a, hey, the more you know type of tone of voice. He might have been able to salvage that, but no.
The fag capitals of the world.
He said one of the bag capitals of the world. Well, that went out on TV. And then he thinks he's actually back, and he starts doing the pregame show.
The fag capitals of the world.
Okay, Tom, we're back.
Reds Live, the pregame show presented by Ray St. Clair Roofing. And we come your way prior to every single Reds game.
So Ray St. Clair Roofing is paired up with Tom Brenneman sometime in 2020. I think it was July 2020, maybe August. Saying that. If you're that company, you're like, oh my God, what the fuck? Well, the game started, it went all the way to the fifth inning, and then the word rolled downhill that this had happened. So Brenneman goes on TV, and this magical moment takes place. They put the camera on him, and this is what, oh shit, this is what Tom Brenneman said to the world.
In front of the Royals, we go to the top half of the fifth inning. Castellanos to lead things off. Jim Day's going to be taking us the rest of the way through this game. As Holland takes over on the mound. I made a comment earlier tonight that went out over the air that I am deeply ashamed of.
Okay. Now, I usually like breaking this down every time we see it. If he were honest, he would have said, I said it and I'm not ashamed of it. That's how I feel. I would have had more respect for him than this drivel. Hold on a second. Darla, no.
If I have hurt anyone out there, I can't tell you how much I say from the bottom of my heart. I'm so very, very sorry.
They said to him, Tom, get out of the booth. You gotta leave right now.
I pride myself and think of myself as a man of faith.
And this guy hits a home run.
As there's a drive in a deep left field by Castellanos.
Of all the things that happens, he has to call the home run while he's talking about how he's a man of faith.
Will be a home run. And so that'll make it a 4-0 ball game. I don't know if I'm going to be putting on this headset again. I don't know if it's going to be for the Reds. I don't know if it's going to be for my bosses at Fox. I'm going to apologize for the people who signed my paycheck.
Oh, there you go. Now, that's the big one. I want to apologize to the people who signed my paycheck. That's the only thing this piece of shit is concerned about at this point.
For the Reds, for Fox.
I have less respect for this guy because of this than I do the comment. And you're like, wait, huh? Well, what I mean by that is it right to say horrible jokes? No. Have I said horrible jokes? Oh, yeah. Probably just as bad as that. But I didn't have them, like, go out to the world. Everybody says horrible shit at one time in their life. But now all of this nonsense that he's putting everybody through, all of this shit, is just fucking horrible.
Sports Ohio, for the people I work with, for anybody that I've offended here tonight, I can't begin to tell you how deeply sorry I am.
Yeah, you can't say it and then an hour later be this sorry about it. You can't. Maybe now, 4 years later, you could, but not then.
That is not who I am, and never has been. And I'd like to think maybe I could have some people that could back that up. I am very, very sorry, and I beg for your forgiveness.
Oh.
Jim Day will take you the rest of the way home. Bad.
Tom Brenneman. Side note to that. What the fuck is this? Who's this dude? This isn't my usual setup. I'm not sorry I said it. I'm sorry you heard it. Let's see. Nick Castellanos, the guy that hit that home run. That was the first time that many times he has hit a home run while a horrible event is either being described on the air or happened on that day. You see what I'm saying? On that day, he hit a home run while the apology was going on. Now there is a post that says, all jokes aside, this has to be studied. Nick Castellanos goes deep every single time there is a tragedy or something newsworthy. It's legitimately unlike anything I've ever seen in sports history. So we had the Brenneman thing on the death of Osama bin Laden at a home run. Queen Elizabeth's death, home run. An update on Philadelphia Phillies' Charlie Manuel's following. They were talking about Charlie Manuel having a stroke, the former manager of the Phillies. He had a home run. I-95 collapsing in Philadelphia. Castellanos hit a home run. The Trump assassination attempt, he hit a home run. And Biden ending his reelection bid, Nick Castellanos hit a home run. That is phenomenal. You got to be on the lookout for Nick Castellanos every time something newsworthy happens, is what they're saying. Well, why am I bringing all of this up about the aforementioned Tom Brenneman? After that, I think he went down to, like, Mexico, like Kenny Powers. And he was doing baseball games where, like, in the middle of the game, a donkey will come running on the field or some shit. And, well, now he's back. After being exiled for nearly 4 years, he has been hired as the lead voice for nationally televised college football games that air on the CW. God damn. Okay, I got busted for making fun of a guy's pants. And I'm not invited back. I must really be the most hated person in radio. Brenneman says there are no words to describe how grateful I am that they're rolling the dice. Brenneman told The Athletic they don't have to do this. Brenneman will make his debut on August 31st when Oregon State hosts Idaho State. When he will begin as part of the CW's Pac-12 package, he will predominantly work on the... Yeah, it doesn't matter what he's working on. The fact that he is working is an incredible comeback. Wow, I did not see that coming. That's the type of thing where you thought he'll never be seen again anywhere. Like, he'll have to get like a real job or start a stupid podcast or some shit. My God, what an upset for Tom Brenneman. That gives hope in my mind. You're seeing that more and more where people are given that second opportunity after the first cancellation. Morgan Wallen, Kyle Larson. This. Jesus, thank you to Mike Ball for sending that story along. Where you been, Mike Ball? Is it the time change that's keeping you away from your old pal EZ? Come on. That is impressive. So if he comes back on TV, does he say anything else again? I think he actually, after that first apology that you just heard, I think he then doubled down or tripled down on the apology months later. And this is proof. This is like that O.J. Simpson phenomenon. That's another example. Prior to his death, the juice had the juice. I was kind of waiting for Simpson to show up like on an actual broadcast. You know, people, he was honored, by the way, at the BET Awards. We talked about this on Who Are These Broadcasters with Christian Blatt. You know, they have the In Memory Of segments. On the BET Awards, they were talking about famous African-Americans we have lost this year. And they put the Juice's picture up there. I'm telling you, man. That, to me, is the gold standard of uncanceling. If the Juice can make it back, my God, is that incredible. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I know this is kind of a weird day today. But I wanted to get the second act in to some degree. It's not a full-length show, but it's definitely something. I'm going to regroup, get this podcast published, the audio podcast published, and then come back, get my ducks in a row, and bring you a Patreon podcast. I don't know about you, but I feel out of sorts. I hope it doesn't sound like I'm out of sorts. Okay? I like to think that I can somehow make it happen. I hope it's... Whenever I leave the confines of the studio, it's such an uncomfortable thing. But probably by the end of the week, I'll be feeling normal. I'm going to leave it right there, though. You know what? No, I'm not. No, I'm not. Because I forgot something very important. I knew that was a weird ending. We have the asshole of the day. How could I possibly, as much as I want to make it Maureen's husband, it is going to be Kim Cheadle, the Secret Service piece of shit, is your asshole of the day. Congratulations, Kim. I think this is your second award in like a week and a half. That's impressive, to say the least. Now that's going to do it. Folks, I love you. Talk to you on the Patreon bonus. Linda says, Eric, for calling me a whore. I didn't call you a whore. I called you a cynical whore. And so there's a big difference, stupid ass. See you, folks. Thank you so much. Till next time. Bye-bye.